Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gads, News Radio, WRVA, glorious Friday afternoon. Well, I mean, it is for me. I'm looking out my official weather window here. Things are melting. There's a sun shining. A little chilly, but that's okay. We're just about a week away from Glenn Youngkin and Winsome Sears and Jason Meares taking their oaths of office as the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general. I can only try to imagine what must be going through their minds. But somebody who has been through the process, somebody who has served our Commonwealth with honor and distinction and massive achievements, former Governor Doug Wilder is joining us, and it's just always a pleasure to have him here. Good afternoon, Governor.
Good afternoon, Jeff, and Happy New Year to you and the listeners. It's always good to be with you.
Well, the pleasure is ours, sir. If you don't mind, flash back a couple of years when you were about a week out from taking the oath of office as governor. What was going through your mind?
Well, obviously, I was excited upon having been elected and just couldn't wait to get started. And I really thought that I was ready to go. And I was met with, as you know, the unpleasant news that we were broke. And yet, I wasn't told that until such time as I met with the former governor, my friend, and he told me, said, I'm not leaving you as well off as I would like to, but we're not broke. And I said, would you tell me how much we have? He said, we have $35 million. I said, what? That was what I was met with. So which means when I talked with him 2 weeks or less than that, 10 days after we talked, I had to speak to the legislature to give them that bad news. That, as you know, $35 million grew to be $2.5 billion in debt. It's daunting, and I would say to the three people who are going to go in, they don't know what they're going to be meeting. They've never been in that position before. Take the time to slide into the groove and listen to the people. Don't ever forget to do that.
You know, that's one of the key points. And you talked about, I mean, you've always talked about that, but during the campaign, you made it very clear that you thought Glenn Youngkin was talking to the people, listening to the people, and Terry McAuliffe was not. Is it a danger when you are governor that you've got so many layers between you and the voters that sometimes you just don't hear what's really going on?
That is true, and that's why sometimes the people who are around you, who supposedly are to give you what the people are saying, give you what they are thinking. And that's why it's important to continue to go to the people. Once I was elected, Jeff, I stayed out with the people. Mm-hmm. I took my entire cabinet out to every part of the state, to the southwest, to the northern part of the state, to Tidewater, and here in Richmond. And what we did, I took the entire cabinet, I had it in school auditoriums, and people would come up and they would ask questions directly of the cabinet, not just me. And I found it so refreshing, and we all learned, and consequently, I think Virginia learned, and we are better for it. Government, unfortunately, has grown so big and mushroomed so largely that in many instances, it's too far removed from the people. I think Glenn Youngkin is on to that. I think he understands that. If you recall, one of the more famous things that got him elected were the words of Terry McAuliffe. I am not going to allow the people to tell schools what to teach, or parents tell schools what to teach. That was one of the things that killed him.
Crazy, just absolute crazy, and I'm so happy, of course, that Glenn Youngkin picked up on that right away. And as you I don't want to poke anybody, but goodness gracious, how many times was former Governor McAuliffe given the chance to smooth it over, massage it, say, "Oh, I was taken out of here's what I meant," and man, he just doubled down again on a bad hand.
Well, unfortunately, that isn't changing. That is not something that's old and past. All you've got to do is look to see what just happened here as it relates to a paralyzing situation of I-95. I've lived in Virginia my entire life.
Right.
I've gone through weather years ago that was horrible in the wintertime, and yet we also know we've had hurricanes, we've had snowstorms. When I was a kid, when snow hit the ground in December, it stayed on the ground until February. And when I heard the current governor say that there was nothing that would have been changed if that were the case to be done again.
Yeah.
It's almost like, aren't you aware of the fact that what happened should not have been able to have gone unnoticed? You could have done some things. Governors don't like to criticize each other, just like football players don't like to criticize each other, or coaches either.
Yeah.
But facts are facts. What happened in Virginia was unparalleled. It has never, ever happened in Virginia before. And so when you get the question as to what would you do if you had a chance to do it again, and you don't come up with anything different, that creates more doubt with the people, more doubt with the lack of confidence in the government addressing the needs of the people. So your point's very well taken as it relates to staying with the people, listening to the people, and they are in charge.
Yeah, I think sometimes there are those elected leaders who forget that, at least in theory, we're the bosses, aren't we?
I always thought so. I always regarded it so, and Jeff, you cannot turn on a television set. You can't turn on a radio. You can't turn on any news event unless people are saying, remember what happened in Virginia last November.
Absolutely.
Now, what happened in Virginia? What happened in Virginia was quite simple. It's the very same thing that you and I are talking about. Mm-hmm. The people took charge.
That's right. The people
voted. And the people said what they had to say. And I can tell you, when you get an entire slate wiped out, when you get a situation where the people who are in office are pretty much turned out, and that's with an incumbent attorney general, that tells you the people were fed up and they showed it. I am hopeful that the new administration has understood this, not only to the extent of being appreciative, but understanding that government always needs improvement. Whatever improvements they can come about with would be much supported by the people. I'm pleased to have been asked by the governor-elect to be a part of the advisory group, and they have reacted, they have called, and we have responded. We'll continue to do that, and he knows, and you know, and the people know. I don't want, nor need, nor look for anything but what's good for the people.
Well, sir, you got an entire school at VCU named after you, for goodness sakes. And I've got to ask you your response. See, one of the things that I think helped to define Doug Wilder as a public servant and certainly as the governor, if something went wrong, whether it was your fault or not your fault, such as the outgoing governor going, "Hey, by the way, Doug, we are totally out of money. Catch you later, man. Hope it all works out for you." I heard Ralph Northam blaming the poor people who were stuck on the roads. And I just thought, just stand up, say, we screwed up, we're going to do better. And by the way, I'm headed back to Manteo. I mean, I don't care. Just say something instead of blaming those poor people. It just, it did a disservice to the office.
That was tremendously disheartening to me. I couldn't believe it. I would not like to believe that it did happen. Apology? Wrong? Sorry? Yeah. At least some regret. Yeah. And yet, we also are very fortunate in Virginia, and you and I have discussed it, there have been any numbers of people who have discussed this, and that is, Virginia is a right-to-work state. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what would be happening to our school systems if we were not in that context? That's right. Of sure, we support negotiations in terms of meet and confer, mm-hmm. but we do not have schools telling us that they are not going to teach our students and get paid.
Right.
You don't have that because we have the right to supplant, to replace, and to reinforce those who are charged with the responsibility of education, educating our kids. We don't have a Chicago situation. We won't have a Chicago situation. And I think many people need to know why that's so. And that's because Virginia is a right-to-work state. And here's the other thing, is this governor is leaving office. And no one wants to bring it up at this stage in terms of why things happen and why people don't do things. Mm-hmm. But when you not hear the governor speak to not doing what was necessary to be done relative to an out-of-five closure,
right.
He is leaving office still not apologizing for blackface. Still not apologizing. How can you do that?
You know, sir, I look at that and I'm trying to be as generous as I can, right? Oh, it was this, it was that. But when the legacy of anyone is, were you in a Klan hood or in blackface? And that is his legacy. And no explanation, no apology, and the assaults on people who are simply asking questions. Now, you couple that with a few other things and... Again, I don't want to be nasty, but January the 15th cannot come soon enough for me. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Well, people want transparency. They want to know what's going on. They want to know who's there, who's doing what, for whom. And you and I both know that it's not a question of party. It's not a question of partisanship. People wouldn't care whether it's... Mugwump, or a Republican, or a Democrat, or an independent. Are you doing things for the people or for yourselves? And I think it's a good note to say, as you pointed out, one generation leaves, another comes in, and people want to be educated. They want to be safe in their communities, and they want to have representation and their tax dollars guarded.
Yes.
And for all of the people. We're not living in the past. We're moving on.
No, we are moving on. And I, as always, am grateful for you, everything you've done for this Commonwealth to make it a better place, to give a better life to people, all races and ages and sexes and I don't know, whatever we're dividing people up into these days. Doug Wilder always saw human beings, always saw Virginians, and said we're going to make it better. And I know I'm a little early, like 10 days, but I did want to at least say out loud an early happy birthday to you. How's that?
I can't tell you, Jeff, how pleased and how fortunate I am to have been born in Virginia.
Yeah.
And to have lived in Virginia and to have been the opportunity to represent Virginia. I love Virginia. I love the people of Virginia. And God bless you for those tremendous salutations relative to my birthday coming up. And I'm glad people ask me on occasion, how are you feeling? I say, I woke up this morning. And I continue to say that. I'd like to continue to wake up. God bless you, Jeff. And thanks for everything.
God bless you, my friend. Doug Wilder, former governor of Virginia, who is just an amazing man. He really is. He says he loves the people of Virginia. Well, he needs to know the people of Virginia still love him. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.